Niger's opposition coalition has agreed to hold mediated talks after months of refusing to participate. The group had previously said it would accept nothing less than a return to the political order before the August referendum that granted President Tanja a further 3 years in power. When Niger's parliament and its constitutional court said that referendum was illegal, President Tanja dissolved parliament and ruled by decree. Opposition parties then boycotted the referendum. Opposition member Abdulaziz Amadou said mediation talks would be held in the capital Niamey, not the Nigerian capital Abuja, which had been highlighted as a possible location for security reasons.
It's about alternance, it's about democracy, it's about somebody else to become president when they finish the gun and give somebody else a chance to do something better.
Issufou Asumlane is another member of the opposition coalition. He said he's hopeful that the talks will go ahead in Niamey as planned. Asumlane also said that he and other members are not anticipating further setbacks and are looking forward to starting the negotiations. The agreement comes on the 51st anniversary of the founding of the Republic of Niger. Opposition protesters gathered in Niamey earlier this week to criticise President Tanja's failure to stand down. His five-year presidential term was originally due to expire December 22nd, before it was extended by the August referendum. He's now also eligible to run for another term in office 3 years from now. Nuhu Azika is the leader of the Patriotic Movement for the Defence of the Nation, a group that backed President Tanja's referendum. He said there is no need for change within the government. President Tanja has said he needs to stay in power to oversee mining developments, particularly in the uranium sector. But the international community remains unconvinced. The European Union has frozen funding to development projects in Niger, and the country has been suspended from the Economic Community of West African States. The US Millennium Challenge Corporation has also frozen $20 million in aid in protest at the extended referendum. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.